we're back. You're listening to the Crash Into Net podcast on underfurtherreview.com and nocredentialspn.com. I'm Tom Daly, and I'm joined alongside by Mike Callow. You can check us out on Twitter at FNN Tom Daly, D-A-L-Y, or at DC Sports FTW. Mike, we are talking about the trades that have already happened in the NHL.
Yep.
Now we'll get into some trades that could possibly happen. I know that when you're in media or broadcasting, you're not ever supposed to start with number one, but I'm going to bury the lead here. Rick Nash is far and away the biggest player in the NHL that is known to be on the trading block.
He's the biggest chip of the pile.
As we mentioned on the DNC DC Sports podcast, Rick Nash has a no trade clause. Rick Nash from the Columbus Blue Jackets, for those of you who don't know. He has a no trade clause. So what he has to do is he has to give a list of six teams that he would want to be traded to.
Right.
Just for grins, I'd like to see. You have no knowledge of this list, right?
Correct.
I'd like to see if you can guess which teams he said he would be traded to.
He would be.
Coming out of Columbus and you're
right.
Rick Nash.
Yeah.
Where would you want to go?
All right. Can you tell me if I'm right away?
Yeah.
All right. First, right off the bat, Detroit.
Wrong.
Wow. Really?
So they're not in.
Wow. That shocks me. That you threw me there. Because like that's what I'm saying first off the bat is Detroit. The Pittsburgh Penguins.
Not on the list.
Wow. are there more West Coast teams than East Coast teams? Or are we like 50-50 here?
We're 50-50.
Wow. All right. Jeez. I'm going to say, hopefully I get my first guess right here. The New York Rangers.
That's one.
Got to be one of them. That's the rumor right now. I know our Washington Capitals aren't on the list.
Are not in it because I told you that in the last podcast.
Yeah. Let me go with San Jose Sharks.
That's two.
Okay. I have to ping pong it back and forth here between the East and the West. Minnesota. Is Minnesota on there?
No.
Okay.
I'll give you a hint. A team we talked about in the last segment is on this list.
So Philly.
Yes.
Ugh. Do not want to see him in a Philly uniform.
So you have three. You need three more.
Yeah, I have two East, one West right now. Let's go with... I got to go with the Canadian team here. He is Team Canada. Canucks?
That is one.
Canucks are on the list. Let's go to two Canadian teams here. I would say the Calgary Flames.
No.
No. Grasping here.
Give up?
I'm not gonna give up. I'm just trying to think. There's always those teams that you totally forget about that you shouldn't. St. Louis Blues. What about them?
No.
No. Just give me the other two.
There's three.
Three.
Seven teams, I guess. He gave seven teams. maybe it's not six. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's not six teams. Maybe it's just a list of teams he would be traded to.
Okay.
Either way, it's seven teams, and it is on his list. You have the LA Kings.
Oh, okay.
The Philadelphia Flyers that you guessed. The Toronto Maple Leafs.
Ah, wow.
San Jose Sharks. New York Rangers, which you both guessed. And the teams who played each other in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Ah.
The Vancouver Canucks and the Boston Bruins.
Okay. I was going to say Bruins, but I thought the Bruins were too stacked for them, to be honest.
Well, they are. But it is a list, nonetheless, that he has to give.
Got it.
Vancouver and Boston have already said that they don't want any part in this.
There's no way.
You don't want none of this.
Yeah, right.
So they're not in it. So that brings you to five teams. The Kings, the Flyers, the Maple Leafs, the Sharks, and the Rangers. The Rangers are the front runners. And the Flyers are the long shots. The Flyers I have some offers here that are not rumors. They're actual offers.
Okay.
That we'll get into. But because of the Flyers' offer, that Columbus made to Philadelphia. I guess they actually went to Philly and said, this is what we want if you want him.
Right, because Philly's, you know, past 2 years has been known to make these blockbuster deals. No problem. They have no problem right. taking risks.
Especially in the offseason when they trade away their captain and Jeff Carter.
Right.
One of which to the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Right. So they're already trade buddies, too.
And I think they're trying to get something back in this trade. But I think that the Flyers are a long shot. This is my opinion because I know that if I'm the GM of Philadelphia, I'm not going to accept this trade. Columbus approached Philadelphia. I guess what they did is they got the list from Rick Nash and they just called all the teams because there's no reason to talk to anyone else.
Right.
He has to go to one of these teams. They called Philadelphia and offered Rick Nash for James Van Riemsdyk, Sergei Bobrovsky, a pick. Not a specific round, but a pick nonetheless.
Right.
And the pick depends on whether they'd like to give up Sean Couturier or Braden Schenn.
All right.
So you would be losing James Van Riemsdyk, who just got a contract extension.
Yeah.
Sergei Bobrovsky,
your
sophomore year goalie.
I would say your 1B goalie. I mean, him and Briss have been playing pretty evenly.
A pick that could be anywhere from a fourth to a sixth round pick,
yeah,
depending on whether you're going to give up recently acquired Braden Schenn or recently drafted Sean Couturier.
Right.
Both of which being centers in the NHL.
And top 10 picks. So
in their respective years.
Yes.
So that's why I think that they're a long shot.
Yeah.
Because I would laugh at the guy.
Yeah.
I would laugh at Scott Housen and hang up the phone.
Yeah.
I go, there's no way I'm giving you that. For Rick Nash, I understand that Rick Nash is a good player, maybe even a great player if he's in the right system. But Philly would be losing too much. And right now, they're just trying to just get it all together.
Yeah.
By getting Kabina and Grossman, they're like, hey, we got a team now.
Right, right.
We're not going to mess it up now.
We're not blowing this thing up before it plays.
And they're like, we already had Sean Couturier fall in our lap when we had that seventh overall pick.
Right.
We're not going to give him up.
He did the McPhee laugh when he wanted Danny Heatley, and he said, I want Varlamov, Alzner, and a first-round pick. That was the same laugh that he gave him.
It was, I believe it was Varlamov, Alzner, or Carlson, and a first-round pick.
First-round pick.
For Danny Heatley, who's been traded twice
right,
since then.
Exactly.
So that's the Philly and Columbus trade. Then Columbus went on to call Boston. Who admitted that they're not in after. I guess they just said no straight up to this. Don't bother calling us back. If this is your opening trade offer, we're not going to take it.
Now we're done right off the bat.
They offered Rick Nash for Tuukka Rask.
I'm already saying no. I'm already saying no. There's no way.
Who right now has stats better than Tim Thomas.
Right.
I mean, these guys are going to be going for the... What's the trophy that Tim Thomas and Manny Fernandez won?
I don't know, but I do know. Like it's always to the goalie tandem. It's always just for both of them.
It's important because more than likely they're gonna win it again.
Yeah, there's no one else better tandem. Maybe Schneider and Luongo would be the only other two that could give them a run for their money.
The defending champions.
Okay.
Roberto Luongo and Corey Schneider.
Yeah.
The William M. Jennings Trophy, which is given to the best goalie tandem of the year, both goalkeepers having to play a minimum of 25 games.
Right.
So I would have to say for sure, based off of Tuukka Rask and Tim Thomas's stats, they're going to win that no problem. So... they're not going to give up Tuukka Rask,
like
especially
I said,
with Tim Thomas getting up there in age.
Yeah, that was going to be my next thing. They actually have a guy waiting to be another number one goaltender. There's no way. I wouldn't do it. Cannot do
so
it.
So you have Rick Nash for Tuukka Rask.
Oh, wait, there's more. I forgot.
There's more. A guy who is in my computer background. Dougie Hamilton, recently drafted... first round draft pick for the Bruins. I believe going into the 2011 draft, he was the number one North American defenseman.
Right.
And that's why he was brought to Boston with the top prospects. ended up being drafted there, but I got a picture with him and Nugent Hopkins and Jonathan Huberdeau. So yeah, I'm very excited about that picture.
It's just a big, silly picture. Let's just put it at
in
that.
In a couple of years, it's going to be real nice. I think I'm going to blow it up into a 16 by 20, and I'm just going to like hang it over my computer where the mixing board is and all that good stuff. And a high round pick. So it would be Tuukka Rask, Dougie Hamilton, and anywhere from a first to a third round pick.
No freaking way.
To get Rick Nash to come to Boston.
You know
the defending Stanley Cup champions, mind you.
You know what the Blue Jackets GM is doing right now? Is he's actually has
he's opening
NHL
his mouth and putting a gun in
he
it.
Has well, before that, he has NHL 12 pulled up. And he's just doing the trades that are working in the game and trying to call up the people that would do it.
I was just doing my franchise mode.
Right.
And this worked.
You accepted it online. Like,
and the final trade that I have, the trade offer that I have, I believe that these were all released by beat writers or something like that, is New York Rangers and Columbus. If you think that the Boston one was funny, you'll think that this is
even funnier. Before you even get into this, I was up in New York this past weekend, and they don't want him. I mean, I was talking...
And the Rangers are the front runners.
Yeah, and they are hardcore Rangers fans who I was talking to, and they're like, what we give up for him is not going to be worth it. And they were like, last time we checked, we just spent a bunch of money on this guy called Brad Richards.
Who hasn't been doing much for them.
He's playing the third and fourth line.
Not to mention Gabrick and Wojtkowski.
Right.
Who they spent a lot of money on as well.
Yeah.
I believe Columbus, they had to have called the Rangers as well, because these are all picks that will be in favor of Columbus.
He's totally just has NHL 12 pulled up and just playing.
Columbus offered Rick Nash to the New York Rangers for Brandon Dubinsky, Ryan McDonagh, or Michael Delzato. So you pick one of the three. This is like an a la carte type of trade.
This is a Gilbert Arenas trade.
So you have, yeah, this is a Gilbert Arenas
trade. You lay them all out, you pick one.
So you could either trade Dubinsky, Ryan McDonagh, or Michael Delzato.
Okay.
Either way, you're losing an integral piece to the New York Rangers.
Yeah.
The second part, the second line item of this trade would be Chris Kreider, their number one prospect, captain of Team USA Juniors.
Their only prospect at this point.
And a first round pick. Or, there's a big or here.
All right, so before you get into the or, we're talking one of those three guys, Kreider and a first round pick.
Yes. Or.
It's or.
No.
Instead of
Dubinsky,
Kreider.
Dubinsky, McDonagh, or Delzato, and Chris Kreider, and a first-round pick. Or Dubinsky, McDonagh, or Delzato, and Tim Erickson, or JT Miller.
Oh, get out. There's no way.
There's no way it's happening.
There's no way. Who does he think Rick Nash is, like Gretzky? Like,
yeah, he thinks he's like a Lemieux. Modern-day Lemieux.
There's no way.
That's kind of confusing, but do you understand?
I get it. It's definitely...
Because Chris Kreider still has a couple years to go.
Yeah.
So you're either giving up a first-round pick in Kreider, who is the best prospect, but you have to wait on him.
Right.
Or you get Tim Erickson or JT Miller now.
Yeah.
Why don't you just throw Ryan Bourque in there, too? Call it a day.
Yeah, why not?
Why don't you just milk them clean?
Yeah.
Because that's all we've named all of the top prospects for the Rangers.
I was going to say, why don't you just throw in Henrik, and maybe they'll throw in Carter and half the team, because that just seems like what they want to do.
But that's the whole Rick Nash debacle. Looks like we have to go to break. This is astounding that we've talked 15 minutes about this. So we have to go to break. We will come back with the third segment of the Crashing the Net podcast. And what I want to do is I want to go through the top 25 known available players to be traded via thefourthperiod.com and see which one of these guys could and would be a positive asset in addition to the Washington Capitals. This is the Crash Into Net podcast on underfurtherreview.com and nocredentialspn.com.